This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again.
Nope.
Serta, we make the world's best mattress.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Monday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office announcing a new review of federal operations in the Twin Cities. Minnesota lawmakers are looking at bills to help respond to economic difficulties on the Iron Range. And the Minnesota Department of Health is calling on Minnesotans to check their blood pressure. But first, the conflict in the Middle East is on the minds of many Minnesotans. 250 of the Minnesota National Guard from Stillwater, Duluth, and Marshall are deployed there right now. The Guard says no injuries have been reported among those troops. Reaction from Minnesota's congressional members on the U.S. bombing of Iran.
The tone of the statements from opposite sides of the aisle are as expected. 6th District Congressman Tom Emmer, the Republican whip in the House, said the move was a bold and decisive act of strength by the president, saying that leadership will make the world a safer place. Democratic U.S. Senator Tina Smith called it a reckless, illegal war and said the conflict will not make Americans safer at home. Al Schock, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Hennepin County is kickstarting a new initiative to track federal agent misconduct under Operation Metro Surge. The attorney's office is asking the public for evidence that they can submit through a newly established digital portal. County Attorney Mary Moriarty says they're looking at specific events more closely, including one that involved former Border Patrol Commander at Large Greg Bovino.
Customs and Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino and other agents using force against observers and press near Mueller Park. That happened on January 21st.
So far, she says 17 separate instances of disorderly conduct are under investigation. This comes as prosecutors are still waiting for records in the Preddy case and the case of a Venezuelan national who was shot by federal agents in January. 2025 was the 15th straight year that Minneapolis surpassed $1 billion in construction projects. Mayor Jacob Frey says there's a reason for that.
People want to live in this great city. They want to do business in Minneapolis. They're looking to move here from the rest of the state, from the rest of the country, to live out a dream and to live in this incredible place that we have the opportunity to call home.
The mayor made the announcement that Spring Manor High Rise, where 38 units were rehabilitated at a cost of $7 million. It's one of more than 12,000 building permits issued last year in Minneapolis, most of them for public housing improvements. More than three dozen people were cited and released during an anti-immigration and customs enforcement protest yesterday outside the Whipple Federal Building. The Hennepin County Sheriff's Office says the arrests happened after deputies issued dispersal orders for unlawful assembly. This person tells WCCO-TV there are many still feeling the impact of Operation Metro Surge despite it winding down.
My call to Minnesotans is keep being brave, keep showing up for our neighbors. There are many people who are still in hiding. There are many people who don't have the means to put the food on their table. Keep donating, doing mutual aid, caring for each other.
The sheriff says some demonstrators blocked roads and that some intentionally created hazards and showed aggressive behavior. Minnesota lawmakers are looking at bills to help respond to economic difficulties on the Iron Range. Republican State Representative Spencer Igo tells WCCO Radio's Blois Olson on the Sunday Take that mining is the backbone of the community, and with recent layoffs, they have to start thinking about diversification. He says there's a great divide between the metro and outstate, and that people in urban areas have unfounded fear.
There won't be, and there never will be, mining inside the boundary waters.
He says copper mining or mining other materials is critical to economic independence.
You know, Minnesota's on a very aggressive path to hit 2040, but we're doing it on the backs of making sure that China continues to send us the components to build the solar, the wind, and everything else that goes along with it. If we want to make sure to keep costs down and provide infinite opportunity and jobs for Minnesota, we need to invest in those critical resources here.
The Minnesota Department of Health is calling on Minnesotans to check their blood pressure. It's known as the silent killer because many remain unaware of their condition until serious complications arise, with about 1 in 3 or almost 1.4 million Minnesotans report having high blood pressure. Dr. Haitham Hussain is a stroke neurologist at the University of Minnesota Medical School.
A person might know that they have high blood pressure and their doctor gave them a medicine for it, and they go home and they take the pill and they assume that now their blood pressure is good. But we don't know if we do not check, because sometimes the dose is not high enough.
He says high blood pressure is a bigger problem for people of color, and that it's in part why the U and the state are encouraging everyone to check it regularly. Finally, a guitar legend is returning to St. Paul. Eric Clapton will play Grand Casino Arena on September 15th. Clapton this morning announced 6 new tour dates. This will mark his 6th show at Grand Casino Arena, his last being in 2023. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.